Hello and welcome to the Big Questions and Little Answers podcast. I'm here today as Jay Lee, and this is my dad.
Hi, and I'm here as Brandon. What are you, like, performing or
ta-da!
Yes.
Just today, though, not tomorrow.
Well, thank you guys for joining us today. We have received a question from somebody today. Jaylee, do you have that in front of you? Why don't you share it with us?
Yes. So the question today is, what should I do when my friends want me to do something bad? And this question was asked by our friend Maya.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask that question one more time. That's a good question.
What should I do when my friends want me to do something bad?
Okay. What do you think, Jaylee?
No. You shouldn't do, if you know your friends are doing something wrong and they want you to do it with you, don't. Try tell them no and try to ask them, like, kindly but in a serious voice. Mm-hmm. Sorry. And tell them, like, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I know this is wrong. And then you can also, like, encourage them to do it with you. Like, encourage your friends to do the right thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my answer.
Well, have you ever experienced the situation where you would ask this question too, though?
Yes.
I know that when I was a kid, for some reason, it was really difficult to do the right thing, especially when you were with your friends.
Yeah.
And I think it's natural that you want to be able, you want to be liked by your friends, you know? And so if they're doing things, you want to be included into those things. But as Christians, we know that there's a difference between right and wrong. And so what happens when our friends ask us to do something bad or something we know that is absolutely wrong? We need to be able to do the right thing in all things, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that there's definitely some Bible passages that'll help us or help direct us to know exactly how to respond to these situations. But I'll say this to your friend Maya. This is a normal thing. A lot of kids do struggle with this. But the fact that she's asking this question is great. This is just so honorable of her. And this is exactly what we should be doing as believers. We should be asking these questions so that we have biblical answers. Because as believers, we're called to live in righteousness. That's a big word. What does righteousness mean?
Like the right thing.
Yeah, we need to live the right way.
Yes.
And right and wrong is determined by what the Bible says. So look at Proverbs 15, verse 3. What does that say, Jaylee?
The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on evil and the good.
Yes. So that tells us that regardless of where we are, God is watching us. His eyes are everywhere. He's not just watching us, too. He knows the circumstances that surround us as well. So he's watching even the friends that we're with.
Yeah.
So they may think that they may be able to get away from or away with things, but that's not necessarily the case either, in the sense that God is watching and he's entirely attentive to everything that they're doing. What about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33?
Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals.
What do you think that means, Jaylee, in your personal understanding and words?
It says, like, don't let people influence you, maybe. Like, don't let them make you do the wrong thing. You know what's, if you know what's right, then do it.
Exactly. Another translation would say, don't let anyone fool you. That's interesting. Because sometimes we're fooled by thinking, oh, this is the right thing to do because then my friends will like me, or it will make me more popular or more likable with this particular friend. Don't be fooled by that. No. And then it says bad companions or bad friends make a person bad. And so I would say this, if your friends are constantly asking you to do something that you know is wrong, they're constantly influencing you to do the bad thing. Jaylee, what's the best thing to do about that friend at that point?
Just make another friend.
Yeah. You're just going to have to say, you know what? I love you. And that's good to love your enemies. Mm-hmm. But at that point, that's exactly what that person's becoming. And is an enemy. That person is fooling you and influencing you to do what is evil in the eyes of God. And so the best thing to do is actually leave people who are fooling you to doing evil and cling to people who are wise and will help you be wise instead.
Yes.
Watch. Proverbs 13:20. What does that say?
Whoever walks with the wise become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
Yes. In other words, anyone who walks with smart, wise people, people who love what's right according mm-hmm. to God's word, they will be wise. But a friend who is a foolish friend pretty much will cause you to suffer harm. And so here's what that's saying. You keep hanging out with people who cause you to do things that are wrong, you're going to end up getting in trouble yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, for example, can I give you an example about when I was a teenager? A moment that I'm not necessarily proud of?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I was a teenager, I was hanging out with some friends, quote unquote, air quotes, friends. They're yeah. just people that I was spending time with, but they weren't really good friends because they influenced me to do something terrible. I'll give you an example. We went and we stole pumpkins. It was during Halloween season, and so we stole pumpkins from the front doors of a lot of people. And we threw them in the back of the car, and then we took them to a bridge, and then we would chuck the pumpkins down the bridge. And we did that because it was fun to watch the pumpkins just explode on the ground. You know? That's what we did. But was what we were doing right or wrong?
Wrong.
Why is that?
Because you stole.
Exactly.
This, you stole them.
We were stealing the pumpkins.
And you also made a mess on the ground.
We were also, yes, we were making a huge yeah. mess. You're right. We should have gotten big, big trouble for that. That is not good. Now, if let's say the police pulled up, or even just my mom or dad or anybody pulled up and saw us doing this, or even the owners of these pumpkins, they could have pressed charges against us. So yeah. regardless of whether or not I did the throwing and the stealing, if I was with them, I was also guilty of what they were doing. And so what should we do then? Like, if this is truly a friend, and maybe this friend is just a little bit lost at the moment.
Yeah.
And maybe this is not a friend that we're ready to say, okay, you know what? Goodbye. What can we do instead with this friend? Any ideas?
You can like tell them like, let's stop doing this. And if they don't listen to you, you can tell them a couple of times nicely, mm-hmm. but seriously again. And you could say, let's stop doing this. And if they don't listen to you, then just walk away.
Yep. And something you said earlier, too, I think that what you started with is you said something like you should use a serious but kind voice, right?
Yeah.
And you should ask them to stop. So mm-hmm. let's say that your friend is coming up with a bad idea to do mm-hmm. something that you shouldn't. A good response is, no, we shouldn't do this because that would be foolish. Or whatever else that you need to say to your friend to be able to snap them out of it. And then what you can do is suggest something different.
Yeah.
So, no, let's do this instead. And whatever the instead is, make sure that it is something that is righteous, that is right according to God's word.
Like when you were throwing pumpkins down the bridge, you could have said, let's go buy our own pumpkins and carve them.
Exactly. That would have been a good response. Hey, guys, instead of stealing pumpkins, why don't we just go see if we can have a pumpkin? Let's one knock on the door and see if they were willing to give them to us, you know? And then instead of throwing them down the bridge and making a mess in the on the street below, maybe we can figure out a way to not do that and get in trouble. Or what? Even better, why don't we go do something different? Like, why don't we go to Chuck E. Cheese instead and have a pizza? You know, this isn't something that we need to do. But yes, always have a better thing to do, a better option to do. And when you stand up for doing the right thing, other kids may join you, because you'll be surprised, especially if it's not just you and your friend. If there's other people around, more people are inclined to do the right thing. And so a lot of people just need a leader to really start that. And so
yeah.
It's if I go, Jaylee, let's go steal some pumpkins and chuck them down a bridge. And you say, no, let's not. Why don't we just go to Chuck E. Cheese instead?
You know, and what then, I would really say?
And then
say?
Little Maya would be like, yeah, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese instead. That sounds like a better idea, you know?
You know what I would say?
What would you say?
Why don't we go pick up you and chuck you down a bridge?
You're being a bad friend now. Now, I'd have to say, why don't we do something different instead? My word. you know? But okay, but then what if that doesn't work? And what if they won't stop doing wrong? Then walk away.
Yeah.
Just say, it's okay to say, I can't do that, and I'm not willing to do that. So if this is what you're going to do, goodbye. I'm out.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Anything else you want to add to that?
No.
It's also fair to get an adult to help.
Yes. Also, if they're not doing it, don't. Well, I've learned this again. I think I told it you in the past, but don't try to be the boss. If you can ask them, but if they won't listen to you, go get someone else.
But get someone who can help for sure. Yeah. You know, because as parents, as adults, our job is to protect the younger generation, so the younger kids. And so we'll also influence people the right way to do the right things. So find the right help. And then maybe it's just unfortunate for you, but if your friend is not that great, maybe you just need to make a good friend.
Yeah.
And just ditch that relationship. So let's ask the question one more time, because I think that we've got it.
Yeah.
And give us a little answer for that, please, Jaylee.
Our question is, what should I do when my friends want me to do something bad? Our little answer today is obey God and encourage your friends to do the right thing.
That's a good answer. Yep. Mm-hmm. Good job, Jaylee.
Thanks.
Way to work this through. I hope that this really helps Maya
as
she continues with that friend of hers. And I'm sorry that this has been the case for her, but I hope that this is helpful in the long run. But thank you so much for joining us today. That was an excellent question, Maya. Thank you so much. Please send us more questions. We're happy to answer them. You can send us our questions via email.
At bigquestions, at bigquestion@wavefamily.church.
You want to try that again? Let's see here. What is it?
At bigquestion@wavefamily.church.
That's right. Thank you, Jaylee.
Yes.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.